I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do get started with some Steelers today, but first, Jim, you missed a golden opportunity in that update to work in that Brian Rust was squeezing the stick too hard. That's the hockey parlance, Jim. I thought that was going to come out.
Well, it's first update of the day. Give me some time.
You got plenty left.
Because that's what's happening, right? He's squeezing the stick too hard.
Well, you might hear from Rusty, his own self, at 6:40, and when you do, I might say something about squeezing the stick.
That's what generally they say. But Stephen Ridley, he's wondering what's going to happen. He's not going to squeeze any sticks. He's wondering if he's going to be able to squeeze that pigskin under his armpit on Sunday out by the bay. Stephen Ridley, what's your role?
This is why players play and coaches coach. I don't know how they're going to do it. I just know that I'm ready, man. So that's it. That's not my call.
Okay, guys, so how are they going to do it? And that's the question. That has to be one of the most prevalent questions in Steelerville until that game kicks off past 4 o'clock our time on Sunday. How are they going to do it? How are they going to mix up the carries? I'm not going to bring Terrell Edmunds' brother into this all too much, so we'll talk about the other guys.
Just removed from the practice squad, yeah.
Right. So let's talk about what's going to happen with Jalen Samuels, what's going to happen with Stephen Ridley, and what's going to happen with Rosie Nix on the periphery, kind of.
Well, there's two interesting dynamics to this, I think. One is Mike Tomlin loves to have a guy who's just a workhorse, who goes in there, he's available every down, three down back, as they call it. That was Bell's history. That's what James Conner's done to this point in the season. You would expect that would be who? Jalen Samuels, right? But Stephen Ridley, as we've pointed out, has a history. It's been a while, but he has a history as a guy who can tote the rock, as Coach T would say. And Jalen Samuels does profile as more of a third down guy, right? Can catch the ball out of the backfield. So my personal preference would be a nice mix of the two. Ridley on early running downs, Samuels more in the passing game. But I suspect we're probably going to get a whole lot of Jalen Samuels.
Yesterday when I sat down, Jim, I said, you know what? There's a Jalen Samuels plug and play. Go with him. You just put him in James Conner's role. And my inclination is to still kind of feel that way. But the more I hear Ridley talking, the more I have a think about it. I don't want to make him the feature back. And I know he hasn't played in a long time, but there's not a lot of NFL camps and not a lot of NFL rosters that's got a 1,200-yard back just sitting around right now.
Well, it's been 6 years, though.
I know.
Since he ran for 1,200 yards. That was early in his career. And why he didn't really get a chance to do that since then, not sure. But Tomlin has no choice now, and by extension, Randy Feitner, that he's going to have to go with two running backs. He can't run either one of those guys. The only thing is you don't want to get in a situation where you buttonhole yourself where when it's a running down, Ridley's in there. When it's a passing down, Samuels is in there.
Right. But here's the question. What happens Sunday afternoon? Jalen Samuels gets the first series. I don't know, we'll just play this out. Rips off a couple of big ones. Any game plan you had to sort of spell one guy with the other, I don't want to say goes out the window, but if one running back is hot, you go with the hot hand, I think.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. You wonder if Stephen Ridley... Now, James Conner obviously took time to get himself in shape in the offseason, right? Le'Veon Bell in the past, no matter what about the guy, if he's making records, smoking dope, driving down McKnight Road, whenever it was game time, he was always in shape. You haven't had a guy in Jalen Samuels that has been in an NFL camp all that long. Can he withstand, if he needs to, 31 carries in an NFL game and the rigors that come with it? That's the one thing. I say plug and play him in James Conner's role, but can he do that over the course of a game?
The other side of the coin is he fresh? Is he ready to go? I mean, much like
Well, it doesn't matter how fresh you are. Can you? It doesn't matter if you haven't had any carries.
You can be too fresh,
right.
I think.
Can you withstand that? James Conner last year wasn't ready to carry the football that many times in a football game. It took an offseason of understanding the conditioning you need to be in to be in an NFL feature back role. And I don't know if Jalen Samuels understands that yet or has had the time to mold himself into that.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to throw another name in here. And because when it comes to lining up, strictly lining up behind the quarterback, I'll bet that Ryan Switzer is back there behind
that.
The quarterback as many situations as Ridley or
and gimmicky
Samuels.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff where they're not going to hand the football to him, but they might throw it to him out of the backfield. It might
shovel
be decoy
passes,
stuff.
Things like that.
Well, yeah.
Ridley's used to running between the tackles. Samuels is not.
And that's another point. Maybe we're making way too much out of what the running back is going to be, because what the Steelers are going to do is they're just going to put all their athletes out there and make it a football game.
Maybe the Raiders will come out in a defense where they have linebackers covering the slot guy and they can just throw it to Juju 19 times. What do you think?
Yeah, and they've only split the carries one time in the last 8-7 years, and it was John Dwyer and Ike Redmond did that.
Right.
This isn't a football team that splits carries. Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true.
No, but when you look at the resumes of those two guys and what's here now, there's some similarities there.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
My goodness.
I'll tell you what we need to happen, though. What we have to see, when you look at the records of the Steelers and the Oakland Raiders, when you look at what the Steelers can do on offense and you look at the Oakland Raiders, especially in their run defense, they're 31st. They're like tied with the Bengals with the worst run defense in the league. I'll tell you coming up next what has to happen, especially early in this football game. I mentioned toward dinner tonight. I'm so excited, by the way. I'm making kielbasa and sauerkraut. I love the smell of that. So many people don't like that. I love when my house smells like kielbasa and sauerkraut.
It's all about what kind of sauerkraut. Is it like real dry, or do you give it? You got a lot of the juice with it?
I don't know. Like it's snow floss or whatever. I don't know. In a can, like, is that what it's called? Snow floss, producer Matt? Snow floss?
Something like that, yeah.
Got to be good and dry, though. Can't have it dripping everywhere.
Well, I mean, it's not going to drip on the counters or whatever. It's going to be on the, in the crock pot.
You know what I mean,
though?
Like you got really juicy sauerkraut, or you got like dry sauerkraut. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Like
I pour it out of the can and it goes in the thing and then I
Right. But like you can bake it so that some of the liquid evaporates off, right? So it's not so soggy.
It's like in the middle.
Okay.
And then I just, what I do is I use like the spoon that has the holes in it.
Yeah, your slotted spoon.
Yes, to get it out. But I love that in the fireplace on all together. That smell for me, I love sauerkraut. I mean, I really do. I love it. It's one of the best dishes that's ever been created, either from a can or homemade, or you dice it up a little, add to the canned stuff. Oh, I can't wait.
You're excited.
And I'm really excited. A big thing of turkey kielbasa and sauerkraut. And that's another thing. We've had that discussion before. Is it kielbasa? Is it kielbasa?
Right.
We've had that with Rick, what's his name? Rick Seaback came in here.
Yeah.
We talked about that with him. It's clearly kielbasa.
What was Seaback? Is that what Seaback said?
He says kielbasa.
He does.
He says kielbasa.
Hmm.
I think it's kielbasa. K-A-H, ka, or K-U-H, probably.
K-U-H.
Ka.
Kielbasa.
Bossy, B-O-S-S-Y. Kielbasa. Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
You with that?
Yep.
What's your mom say?
Kielbasa.
There you go. All right. What's Jalen Samuels have to say?
Always got to be ready, you know. You never know what might happen, you know. I didn't know James was going to get hurt last game, so, you know, I came well prepared, you know, as if I was a starter. So, you know, when he went down and got hurt, I mean, next man up mentality. And, you know, they called my number, went there, tried to make a play, tied the game up. And, you know, unfortunately, the outcome wasn't the outcome we wanted, but, you know, did what I had to do.
All right, and here's what we got to do on Sunday. Stomp on this team. They're 31st in the run. Run it down their throat. If you can't run it, then go ahead and throw it all over them. Don't forget you're allegedly, especially on offense, the good team, and they're the bad team. I don't care what they did against Kansas City and scoring some points. You're the good team. They're the bad team. I want to see if the Steelers get the football first, go down the field and score. I want to see if the Raiders get the ball first, a three and out. I want to see the Steelers taking the game by the scruff of its neck early. Enough of this pussyfooting around to start football games, Chris.
I don't want to have to hold my breath.
Right.
I mean, because let's be honest. I know every other Raiders game they've ever played really has no impact on this one whatsoever. They're each their own little thing, different personnel, different years, all that. But you go into a game against the Raiders, on the road especially, with a team that's lost two in a row and it feels like they're reeling and everything's losing control and Connor's out and all this, you're holding your breath. You're just hoping that that one play, that one thing doesn't happen to give the Raiders life and give them belief that they actually belong in this game. Because ultimately, the Steelers are a playoff team. The Raiders, they're battling for the first overall pick. And the Steelers, if they really are a playoff team and a division winner, and they lead the AFC North right now, they do. They need to come out and exert control and exert dominance on that on this game. And the offensive line needs to come out and just punch some guys in the mouth and push the ball down the field.
That's what I want to see. I want to see signs of, or if you don't push the ball up the field via the run, I want to see AB run past five people and hit that big hitter early. I want to see Juju in the middle of the field zipping through a secondary. Show me signs. Don't make me hold my breath. Listen, I want to get right to bed, right, at like 8 o'clock. I want to have dinner at halftime. Maybe I'll have some kibasi, I don't know. But I want to have dinner at halftime. I want to give the kids a bath, and I want to go right to bed on Sunday night. And I don't want to have to stew and think about it. I want a definitive win, and I want you to kick somebody in their backside. I want to see that happen out of these Steelers. And I know a win is a win is a win in the NFL, but if I'm going to believe going into the Patriots, going into New Orleans, yes, going into the playoffs, this is the kind of team you beat the brakes off of.
Well, and this is the kind of team that if you go up by two touchdowns early in the first quarter, they're probably not coming back on you, even if they get help from a phantom or a non-false start call. The Chargers are a good team. They came back when they got an opportunity, when they got a break, they came back. The Raiders, they're probably not coming back so much if you stomp on them early.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.